"You stay when the others leave." He did not tell me why. He went on to say something to One Eye in a tongue even I did not understand. He spoke at least 20 languages. He had been with the company so long. One Eye probably spoke a bunch more, but shared them with nobody but Goblin. One Eye nodded and continued about his business. Pretty soon, the runt wizard began edging Uncle Doge and the Ratishat toward the door. He did it so gently and smoothly that they never complained. Uncle Doge was a guest to begin with, and the Ratishat did have pressing business elsewhere, and One Eye went about it so unlike his usual abrasive self that he had them thinking it was their own idea. In any event, they left. Croker went with them, which helped, but he was back in 5 minutes. I told him, "Now I've seen everything. There are no wonders left. I can get out of this chicken outfit and go ahead with my plan to start a turnip ranch," which was only halfway a jest. Whenever the company stops moving, guys begin developing plans. Human nature, I guess. The turnip is unknown here, but I have seen vast tracts of land perfect for cultivating turnips, parsnips, and sugar beets. And Otto and Hagop are not far away, so seed should be available soon. Maybe they will even bring some potatoes. Croker grinned, told One Eye, "This weasel isn't going to tell us anything we can use."
"You know what it is, Chief? I'll bet you. He's stalling. He's got something he's trying to hold on to just a little while longer. That's what goes through his head every time I hurt him. He thinks he will endure it just one more time, and then just one more time."
"Let him get thirsty for a while." Croker shoved the deceiver's chair over against the wall, tossed a piece of ragged linen over him as though he was discarded furniture. "Mergen, listen up. Time is getting tight. Things are going to start happening. I need you in the first rank, healed or not."
"I don't like the sound of that."
He didn't feel like joking. "We've discovered some interesting things about smoke." Suddenly, he was speaking the Jewel City's dialect, unknown outside the company here, unless Mogaba was lurking around. "We stalled because of your lapses, and what they might signify, but we have to move on. It's time to take chances. There are some new tricks you need to learn, old dog."
"You trying to scare me?"
"No. This is important. Pay attention. I don't have time to work smoke anymore. Neither does One Eye. The arsenal is eating up all his time. And I don't trust anybody else but you to help with this.
You're going too fast for me.
Pay attention. And by that, I mean keep your ears and eyes open and your mouth shut. We may not get much time. The Ratishat could decide to come back and torment the deceiver again. She likes that sort of thing."
He told One Eye, "Remind me to